Jim, thanks again. I think that was terrific. And we wanted to talk also about intangibles, but actually time flies. And in the interest of time, I wanted to introduce a third name here and a third voice and a third colleague, Jeroen Pierbooms from Amsterdam in the Netherlands, who will who has joined us already and who will now steer a discussion about, I say, only three buzzwords, i.e. digital, transfer pricing, and ERP systems. And how these terms and concepts come together, Jeroen will elaborate on.
Yeah, thanks, Lawrence. And thanks. It's great that I could join today's session. As outlined by you, I'm a partner in the Dutch Transfer Pricing Group. And the reason I wanted to talk today a bit more about digital solutions and transfer pricing is that a couple of developments are going on in, say, on one hand, the tax arena, and on the other hand, the business arena, that really drive this moment of time, the momentum actually for tax professionals inside and outside the business to really get connected on any changes that are happening in the ERP landscape. So maybe as we all know, the tax world is changing and is driven a lot by digitalization. So great examples of that are, like, for example, the e-audits that we see more and more happening, tax authorities really getting access to systems by just plugging in. So that's happening in Brazil. We see the SOFTI rules, the standard audit files of tax requirements in, for example, Portugal and Spain, whereby there's a need and a requirement to almost on a online, or I would almost say weekly basis, give access into, for example, your invoicing streams, etc. So a lot of drive in the tax world around getting way quicker access to companies' data, and getting stronger control around what a company is doing. Having said that, more important maybe at this time is that actually there are huge developments going on the business side. And with business, I mean actually outside consultants providing the ERP system. So, for example, we all are familiar with SAP, and SAP will stop supporting their ECC 6 solutions by 2025, which means basically that companies are required, and there's sort of a mandatory upgrade to S/4HANA, which offers, in my view, a great opportunity for actually us as tax professionals to take that moment, seize that moment, and to get connected with those upgrades and really try to get sort of an intrinsic value out of that upgrade, which enables, for example, transfer pricing specialists to have a through that upgrade also to have a way better control through systems on the transfer pricing. Another example which may be interesting is the fact that Oracle Salesforce is no longer gets a commission if sales are not cloud solutions. Again, a really good example, in my view, that had the outside world providing these solutions to business is really driving a change and a requirement for the IT people, the business people within the companies to jump on that, and I think that brings me to what I'm sort of trying to allude to, is that where we as tax professionals have a quite rapidly changing environment with a push from tax authorities on trying to get a grip on data, on information by either directly plugging into systems, whereby there are way more requirements given by tax authorities to really fulfill and share a lot of data. This is a perfect opportunity, I would say, the momentum for tax professionals to jump on this and try to also get a piece in the ground to really have more control on your transfer pricing through systems. And the ERP changes I just outlined are, in my view, a great opportunity to jump on that. And interesting is also that we looked actually as PwC at how that migration, for example, for SAP is going at the moment. What we see is that many of our customers and customers of SAP actually start to assess at this moment between 18 and 20 to look at that migration. The expectation is that for EMEA and US between 20 and 25, the large part of that change is going to be running. And with that, again, a lot of changes coming at business side. A lot of that change could be used actually as tax professionals to get a better control on your transfer pricing.
Jim, you wanna go ahead. Maybe Jeroen is a good idea to pause here and see whether Jim has any observations?
Perfect.
Jeroen, it was interesting when you mentioned the access to data that the tax authorities might have, but I even see this transition to S/4HANA as an opportunity for the tax departments to make their lives easier, right? I was involved in a few cases where we were changing, the company was changing its structure and changing its transfer pricing around at the same time that the company was also implementing S/4HANA. And so they were actually able to say, man, it's really hard. We have a lot of trouble settling our current intercompany transfer pricing policies. Our manufacturers follow our cost plus manufacturers, follow a manual process, our tollers follow a different process, all done via Excel, right? And don't even, get us started talking about how we deal with the distributors and getting them to their return on sales margin. And they were actually able to piggyback onto the implementation of S4 and submit their kind of wish list to the IT department and the advisors who were implementing the S4 system to say, look, we actually want this stuff to be hard coded into the system, and it's good. And they estimated it was going to take a huge amount of work out of their daily lives of just administering their intercompany prices and allow them to kind of focus on more value added, more interesting topics for the company. So I think this is a good example to me of saying the transition to S/4HANA also is a really good opportunity for tax departments to simplify their lives, because that is the easiest and best time for companies to try to, if they're going to try to automate transfer pricing, going through an ERP change, it's 10 times easier to implement automation into the process than trying to implement it after the fact, after the ERP system has already been implemented. So I think this change from S4 to S/4HANA and the end of support for prior versions in 2025, it's a huge cost to companies, but it sounds like it's going to happen, right? And so I think from a tax department perspective, it presents a great opportunity to try to put in place your wish list and put in place your goodies that I think could make the lives easier for the tax departments for any company.
Yep. And I think you put it very well there, and that's exactly the point. Huh? The momentum is there for the tax people to jump on that. I guess you mentioned already the fact that it would reduce a lot of costs, so there's also a business case, I would say, from a tax perspective for that. But moreover, important point is indeed are getting better control on your transfer pricing. Because this upgrade, you were having a seamless amount of information, so there's a opportunity to timely intervene into your transfer pricing. Single source of data is definitely a huge advantage. But apart from that, also, in my view, a way better and clearer audit trail. So I couldn't be agreeing more with you, Jim, that this is definitely the momentum for the tax people to as you said it rightly, to put out their goodie wish list. Yes. And I guess I think apart from the fact that business is sort of coming here with the upgrades, the other point I started with is that there are obviously a lot of requirements by tax authorities. So the pointers you just alluded to are the pointers you want to be focusing in the future, because there are a huge amount of increasing data requirements by tax authorities. If you look at the examples I just already gave about SAFTI, but also tax developments as ATAT, throughout the world, a lot of unilateral measures are put out by tax authorities. The drive to have a control, to be able to monitor in a timely way your transfer pricing is more than ever there. As I started with, ERP is obviously a great digital solution to do that. Obviously, not every company is going to go through that type of change or upgrade or are using those type of advanced ERP systems. But still, the needs as a tax department and tax professional to push for digital solutions, even in a simpler way, and whether or not that will be Excel, Alteryx, or other forms, would, in my view, still be should be there, and that's also the message I wanted to sort of bring across in this podcast, is to really seize the momentum driven on one hand by the tax requirements, but the other hand also the fact that there are upgrades required on the ERP system to be able and to enhance your capabilities as tax department to get your control and monitor policies in place on your transfer pricing.
Great, Jeroen. A number of really terrific points. I mean, there's a song by Tracy Chapman. I mean, if not now, when then? Yeah, I think that indeed came to my mind when I heard you speaking about the momentum we have already. And the second aspect you mentioned, which was also very clear in the conference, I mean, it's also about the ability of the tax departments to really to drive these new developments, and that, I mean, that very kind of practically on the ability and also the personal knowledge of the people. And we have the same kind of topic, you know, how do we find and train our people to get really into these new themes. I think we have a completely new profile also of members of our profession and of the tax departments, and that in addition is in kind of one of the challenges we have. So much from my side. Jim, any additional comments, topics, questions to Jeroen? Thanks again.
No,
Jeroen.
I think Jeroen, you wrapped it up really well there when you said, you know, I talked a lot about SAP, but this applies across the board. You don't necessarily, if you're not tied to SAP, but the points are all still valid and relevant for companies with 10 different ERP systems or multiple instances of ERP systems. It's something that I think every company could think about and should be thinking about, and how they might take this as an opportunity to get out in front of the way they are managing their transfer pricing, and also how they're going to be postured in the event of an audit.
Okay, Jeroen, as this was your topic, before I conclude, any last words?
No,
from you?
I think this is the momentum, well, sort of the message, and I think to your point, the momentum is there. We should really, as tech professionals, jump on that, and hopefully that will help us to improve our life as tech professionals, being in control better. So thanks for that, Lawrence.
Okay, wonderful. And with that, we'd like to conclude this podcast. Thanks again, my fellow partners, Jeroen Pierbaums from the Netherlands and Jim Matthews from Geneva, Switzerland. My name is Lawrence Bernhardt, and we described the number of topics which we discussed in our global conference earlier in October in Tokyo. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye.